This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Britain launched strikes from the air and sea against Houthi military targets in Yemen in response to the movement's attacks on ships in the Red Sea, Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The Iran-backed group has attacked 27 ships in the Red Sea since December. They say it's a show of support for the Palestinians and Hamas. The attacks have disrupted maritime shipping. Some firms now avoid Red Sea routes, stoking up energy and food prices. A U.S.-led task force called Operation Prosperity Garden has been set up to defend shipping lines, and over 20 countries signed up to join it. Thursday's strikes took place outside that coalition. President Biden cautioned in a statement late on Thursday he would not hesitate to take further action if needed.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel on Friday rejected as grossly distorted accusations brought by South Africa at the U.N.'s top court. Its military operation in Gaza was a state-led genocide campaign against the Palestinian population.
The entirety of its case hinges on a deliberately curated, decontextualized, and manipulative description of the reality of current hostilities.
Israeli Foreign Ministry legal advisor Tal Becker. 9 members of a Palestinian family have been killed in an Israeli strike in southern Gaza. Hundreds of people have been killed in recent days in strikes across the territory, including in areas of the far south where Israel told people to seek refuge. The Israeli military said Friday that over the past day it had killed dozens of militants. This is VOA News. A rebel alarm.